I got paid the highest compliment I could get today.
Really?
Yeah.
Someone told you they thought you were 6'6"?
No, people think that all the time just by the way I move.
What was the compliment?
And I'm not too far off from that, so you know, 6'6" dudes be like, "You one of us?" And I'll be like, not yet, King.
You but I'm one of us.
I'm getting up there.
You probably know the handshake, right? You're like, yeah, you know, not yet.
I don't know the full thing. I know the.
I know it starts like this.
You know, I know it starts like this, and then we go but I ain't got the full. We go you know, pop, 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 pat, pat, pat. You know, we do that, but I don't, because there's different 6'6" handshakes.
Yeah, yeah. Depending on what region of the country you in.
What region of the country, what type of 6'6" you are.
Yeah.
If you 6'6", 238 with no muscle tone, you got a different handshake. Your handshake is good. How you doing?
You got the 6'6" slouch handshake.
If you bring yourself down to be more, if you feel like your height is a burden and you 6'6", you got a different handshake.
Yeah. All right.
If your jeans are high waters and you got on some like some Japanese like A6 Tiger from the 80s, if you got on some
the T Grays UCB hoodie.
But you don't take UCB classes, but you 6'6" and your beard's fucked up.
Who are you thinking of right now?
I'm talking about people who don't take UCB. This is nobody that I know.
Nobody.
I'm just describing a dude.
A
hypothetical individual who is super tall, but like the dude that makes me mad when I go, "Man, all I needed was 3 more inches. You know what I would have been if I had those 3 more inches?
Do you know where I'd be if I was you right now?
You big, tall bitch. You don't deserve that height. You don't deserve it. You know where I would be right now?" I hate to see people like that. I hate people misusing their height.
That's true.
Because it literally, if you've ever played basketball and been called a tweener, mm-hmm. then you know how hard it is to be slightly above average height, mm-hmm. but not slightly enough.
Mm-hmm. Tweener meaning between a 3 and a 4?
Between positions, period.
Oh, just period. Okay.
Like, you between a forward and a guard.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, the way I played, and this is also due to bad coaching as well. We've talked about bad coaching.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you turned me into a guard. How dope would it be to have a 6'3 point guard? Like, my friend told me recently, it almost made me cry. Uh-huh. I'm meeting up with him tonight. He lives in Tacoma, and he's going to drive up, and we're going to kick it. We played high school ball together. We met each other in middle school. We was in band together. And he's 6'6", 6'7".
Mm-hmm.
And we grew up together as best friends. And he told me one time, he was like, "You really were supposed to be our starting 2 guard. But they kept throwing you on the block because we were shorthanded in the bottom. And you was the only player who could play pretty much every position on the court. Besides, mm-hmm. like, point. I couldn't play point guard because I wasn't a strong enough dribbler. But mm-hmm. I was a good enough shooter. I was fast enough. And I was, you know, I had football athleticism with basketball size." Mm-hmm. And it almost made me cry when he said that. "You should have been our 2. And I was so mad.
You mean so that, man? That's funny. Like,
"Why you ain't say that 10 years ago?
I could have been somebody."
And then some 6'6 dude walked by. "Hey, can I take your order?" "Oh, fuck you up. You don't know the handshake."
"Oh, you're a UCB guy." "No, I've never been. I just ordered the hoodie.
I'm just a fan."
What was I going to say?
The compliment. I never told you the compliment.
Yeah, the compliment.
The PA on set was like, "Hey, is that hair and makeup's mustache?" He thought my mustache was fake. And I was like, "My brother, you always got a job with me, King."
That's pretty good. So he thought your mustache looked too good to be real.
Yeah, he thought I could pull this motherfucker off. I was like, "What?" He was like, "Yeah, do you need to see hair?" Because I was leaving, I was trying to get makeup wipes to wipe makeup off my face.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, "Oh, you need to see hair? Oh, do you need to give him back the mustache?" And I was like, "What?" He was like, is that Harris mustache?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "No, this is Carl's mustache." He's like, "Oh, Oh, that's
he's
real?
Like, oh, you brought it with you? No, it's real. Oh, okay.
It's growing out of my lip.
That's tight.
I was like, you all right with me, brother? I'll never get compliments like that. Don't nobody in my life compliment me like that.
Well, I'm glad you got one today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet it felt good. I am. I'm not being facetious.
You always being facetious.
That's not true. I'm a very candid person.
Your name is Facetious Lowry.
Lowry? Heir to the Lowry's throne.
Yeah. Calls his cousin Facetious Lowry.
It's a good title for the episode.
We call you Siege.
Siege around the hood. Here comes Siege. I like to imagine a bunch of hood black dudes in the early 2000s. Hey, nigga. Hey, why are you always being facetious? We gonna call you Siege.
Siege. Your name is Facetious Lowry. We call you Siege. Facetious Bartholomew Lowry. We call you Siege. Siege.
It's funny. I seen Ronnie do that in a picture the other day.
Oh yeah, that's the new
the ice in the veins.
The Gen Z. You gotta bite your lip.
You gotta have on a Hanes t-shirt that's too small.
with some very ripped skinny jeans that are below your ass.
Yeah, you that you bought off Instagram. And
Ethica underwear.
Ethica underwear, which was either some White Forces or like some Jordan ones.
Yeah, or some slides.
Yeah, or slides. Slides. Where do you think fashion is going next? Like streetwear fashion.
A sign I'm too old to consider. I don't know what the kids are doing these days.
You know what the kids are doing. They're doing this.
She's too high up. Let me bring this camera down a little bit.
Yeah.
Hold on. Fake mustache.
He's like, make sure you return those teeth to hair and makeup.
Boy, you killing it today, ain't you? You trying to stay employed in this world. Yeah. You latching on to the right horse. Okay.
You picked a winner.
You picked a winner, King. Because I'm on my way up. You latched on.
Do you ever bet on horses?
Only in Vegas.
That seems so stressful.
Yeah, it's fun. But I don't ever put like no money in it.
You don't be in the stands with your big hat?
No. No. Come on. Come on. No, I just be in Vegas.
With your call sheet rolled up, you hitting people with it. Come on, let's go. Yeah.
That I ain't ever smoking is just getting ashy, like just ashy.
Yeah. That's funny. I don't see the appeal of going to shit like that, but I guess it just seems too hot. It seems too hot. You got to dress up.
I said only in Vegas, like when you be in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. That's different.
In the casino.
But like that picture of Aaron Rodgers when he was at the Kentucky Derby or whatever that was, and he looked miserable. Oh, and yeah. Tom Brady was in his bag, though. Tom Brady was like, this is my element.
That Kentucky Derby stuff is just for like, it's just like an experience. You just got to see it one time.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that is.
Mm-hmm. We should go to the Pro Bowl one year.
If I'm in Hawaii at the same time. I'm not trying to go to the Pro Bowl.
No?
No. You won't talk about too hot.
It's Hawaii, though.
Well, I guess it's not that bad because it's in February or January.
Yeah, it's around the Super Bowl time.
So it'll be nice out there.
Yeah, you go watch the quarterback challenge and stuff. That'd be kind of lit.
They don't do that anymore, do they?
Yeah, they still do that. They don't do the skills challenge anymore? I thought they still did. Maybe they took a year off because of COVID.
Oh.
But I feel like they still do it.
Nah, they haven't. I mean, they don't put it on TV no more.
Oh, maybe not.
They do, like, different type of skill challenges now. Ones that ain't as fun as what it used to be.
Yeah.
Back when it was, like, Jake DeLome and Aaron Brooks.
Matt Hasselbeck.
Hasselbeck and Michael Vick. And, like.
Throwing through tires and stuff.
Yeah. They used to have with the carts driving by, and they used to have to scramble out and throw it to them. Yeah, they don't do that no more.
That's fun, man. That type of stuff is cool.
Went to the Mariner game the other night.
How was that?
Tight.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, the vac section at what is now called T-Mobile Park is tight. Mm-hmm. It's called the T-Mobile Pen. And you can walk in there and you can drink all you want to. They sell crickets to eat. I don't eat no damn crickets, but they sell them. They sell these garlic fries. It's supposed to be very good. I would have got some, but I didn't want to be smelling like garlic for the rest of the day.
It's a good choice.
But I do like
garlic. You know how I feel about garlic. You know how I feel about garlic.
You don't like garlic. I do like garlic. Mm-hmm. I think garlic adds great zest to most dishes. But I got to talk to the pitchers of the team.
Oh, okay.
And what's interesting about this process is you're standing right there by the bullpen, mm-hmm. where they're warming up. And you, I mean, it's the. I think what I got to experience is going to be different very soon because the world's opening back up.
Right.
Like, LA's open at this point. Mm-hmm. Seattle, I think, is probably going for the rest of the month, but I'll be back home before they open up. Mm-hmm. And then there is. So this section wasn't that packed. And for some reason, people are not interested in standing there and watching these guys warm up.
That's so I guess, yeah, that's I'm interesting.
Like, am I a weirdo for wanting to see professional athletes at the top of their game?
I think maybe the standing the whole time is not appealing to people.
And then the people who were being thirsty to try to get balls and stuff like that.
Yeah, of course.
It's like, no, we can't give everybody a ball over here. But what I will tell you, what they did do, because I was standing with a couple ladies.
Was they ladying?
Well,
they was ladying.
A couple of them was ladying. A couple of them, and you know, respect to all queens.
Yeah, of course.
Every woman is beautiful.
Yeah. But every woman is womaning.
A couple of them was ladying more than the other ones.
Yeah. Of course.
Listen, a couple of them was. Let me tell you this, because I had never heard this term before. This is a new one. And I'm not going to use it. I'm not going to use it. But if I were to, my homeboy's sister, it was these girls that was standing next to us. And they was drunk as hell, boy. They was drunk as hell. And they were standing there like, Got twins, man. They're playing the Twins. So I guess these were Minnesota fans who live up here or something. Uh-huh. And she's like, woo, we got twins. We gotta beat you guys. When the pitcher started coming out, they was doing their warm-up shit, you know. And they right there. Like, they right there. And they doing their warm-up shit, you know. They put the bar. Like, here, one of the exercises, they take the resistance band, and they go like this to try to, I guess, loosen up their bands and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And they're doing this on poles that are right, like, we're standing right above them. So if I was a dickhead, I could have, like, poured a drink on one of them. I would have got my ass beat.
But
you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how close they are.
Right.
And so I'm standing there, and these girls are like, we got twins, got twins. But then they start changing. You guys are going to beat the twins. The twins suck. The twins suck. Can I get a ball? I want a ball. And a couple of the dudes that wasn't pitching that day was kind of, you know, walking over doing their thing over there.
What's going on, y'all?
They had their hands up like this. Hey, what's going on? Yeah, you know, where you guys from? Huh? And I'm like, oh, I see what y'all doing. Y'all trying to fish something up for after
tonight. Yeah.
And I looked at my homie sister. I said, see, if you want to pull you one of these. Cause she was over her and his like both of his sisters was there and they was talking. He's kind of cute. I'm like, see, if y'all want to pull one, like, y'all got to act like these girls right here. And she said, I'm not acting like that slopopotamus.
Slopopotamus.
I could not believe the word.
That's pretty funny.
That's a rough one. I won't be using it.
Yeah, of course not. Of course, that's not for us to use.
I would never utter those words in
earnest.
To a queen.
A slopopotamus. That's pretty wild.
But it was rough. They was rough. And the dudes was walking up, and they was walking by, other girls was walking by, and they was like, you know, toss him a ball. You got to catch it, though. And he walked by, trying to, like, balance it out. He came up, and he was like, Dodgers, huh? And I was like, you know, I got to rep, baby. And then one of the pitchers used to play for the Dodgers. I was like, you used to play for us, man. Like, I remember you. Mm-hmm. He was like, yeah, dude, love the organization. And they were talking. So what are you doing up here? I'm like, oh, I'm working on this little show, man. Then, I, you know, I gave them they props. You know what I'm saying? Like, first of all, I want to give you Kings your flowers because, you know, it's not easy being a professional athlete. I still long for the day if I could ever do that. You know, so y'all out here, y'all made it, man. Keep it up. Stay off drugs because I know y'all young, so I can talk to you like this. One of the guys I was talking to, I Googled him after. He's 2 years older than me. But, you know.
But physically, he's younger than you.
Yeah, physically, much younger than me. my body is in arrears. my body is in disarray.
Oh, that's funny.
But, yeah, talking to him, and he was like, yeah, dude, welcome to the stadium, bro. Here, take this. Mm-hmm. Like, wow. Thanks, mister.
Wow. Thanks, Mean Joe.
Wow, gee, thanks, mister. For me? Got a little ball action, a little major league ball, you know what I'm saying?
Should have had him sign it. You should have tossed it back to him and then tossed him a Sharpie.
I should have tossed it back to him and said, hold on, man, put some heat on it. Put some mustard on it, baby. I can catch out here. You know, I used to be one of y'all. I used to play a little ball. Put some mustard on it.
They're like, for who? You like Hamilton High School?
Hamilton High School. All Western League honorable mention 2007.
That's funny. Anybody you went to high school with in the MLB?
No.
No?
Nobody from my high school team made it to the MLB. A couple dudes played pro overseas. Mm-hmm. Like, in, like, the, like, a lot of Central American dudes from out here, or from L.A., will go down to Central America and play a little bit in some of their leagues.
My school was, like, a pretty big baseball school, actually. Like, we had a couple, we had, like, three or four. Two that I know for sure, and I think maybe two more that went to the MLB. There's a guy named Aaron Brooks went to the MLB. He's a pitcher. And then a guy named Michael Finnegan went to the MLB as well.
That shit is crazy, tight, man.
It's crazy. Baseball
is. MLB is like, you could be in Major League Baseball and never suit up for it. You could be a part of an organization, never suit up for a game, and have a 20-year career.
Yeah.
There are dudes who never make it out of the minors. And they'd be like 38. Yeah. Like, I'm going to give it up.
Still playing Triple A baseball in their 30s. Yeah.
Shit is wild. That's tight.
My first job was at a Triple A baseball stadium. It was pretty tight.
Which one? The Cucamonga Quakes?
No, the Inland Empire 66ers out in San Bernardino. Inland the Quakes Empire are their 66ers. Rivals.
Oh, yeah. Let me Google this.
They a Dodgers farm team.
The Quakes are also a Dodgers farm team.
Yeah.
Inland Empire 66ers. Let me see what they hat look like. Hat trash, says IE. Yeah. Oh, Lancaster got a team. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
66ers. They don't even have a Wikipedia.
That's weird.
But it is real. You weren't lying.
I wouldn't lie to you.
You have lied in the past.
Oh, they got a Negro League jersey for Juneteenth. I'm on their website right now.
Buy it.
It's white. I don't like white.
All right. What were you about to say earlier, 20 minutes ago?
I don't know. I have no clue. Yeah, you missed reopening day.
What happened? Did anything pop off? What's the vibe? What's the vibe after reopening day? Because I'm still up here where they close. Grand opening, grand closing. Oh, I got something to say about that. I'll tell you something.
Goddamn the man. Home scratch the can open again. It's been weird. People don't know what to do, specifically when they go into businesses. Most businesses are still requiring masks because, like, OSHA has not changed their guidelines yet. So most businesses are still requiring masks because they don't want to take no liability yet until, you know, all the workplace safety people say it's okay.
Yeah.
But outside, most people that I've seen are maskless. Trying to think. Yeah. I was in the grocery store last night and somebody walked in without a mask and they were told to put one on. But I think everybody's taking to it. In terms of just like being outside, everybody seems pretty okay with it. Like, you know, the vaccinated people. But
have you seen any posts online, people criticizing the reopening?
I haven't yet.
That's interesting.
Mm-mm, I haven't. Have you?
I have.
Okay.
And boy, when I tell you it was a shit take.
What was the take?
I could get killed for this.
It's all right.
The take was that what the person did was say, and I have to like try to basically, they took a, I'm not gonna reveal the gender of the person.
Okay.
Because I don't know, I done had some spies on here before, so I don't know of who course. Listening to what.
Mm-hmm.
But They took a picture of the same Gavin Newsom tweet that we all saw. Mm-hmm. He was like, happy reopen day. It's a good day. And their take was, oh, fuck all the immunocompromised people because you inconvenienced our economy. Now.
Wait, what?
Yeah, fuck all the immunocompromised people. Please die for inconveniencing the economy. Now, this is a person I like.
Okay. I see what they're saying.
This is one of those situations where it's like sometimes you gotta mute people to remain like to still love them.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I this person in person is not like this.
Mm-hmm.
But to me this was such a shitty take. Like,
yeah.
The economy was not just inconvenienced.
All life as we know it came to a complete halt.
Yeah. The economy was tanked.
Right. Yeah.
Not by, you know, by multiple people's faults.
Uh-huh.
The Trump administration and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Neither here nor there.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of immunocompromised people who may not be vaccinated or who are vaccinated. First of all, if we're going to do this, we have to trust the science. And that is what the world is doing, and the world is trusting the science.
Is the person that posted this vaccinated? Do you know?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
But they made a point to say when they were getting their second shot, I'm still not leaving my house. I'm still not going anywhere. And so, okay. But the CDC says, I don't care what the CDC says. I'm staying under my bed. And also, you guys need to know that I am.
Right. I was about to ask you. I'm like, who is that post for? Like,
I think we may have talked about this on the show.
Okay.
So they are back in their bag, is what I'm saying. Basically. They are back
in their duffel. All right.
And I just can't for the life of me understand how this is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are going back to regular life.
Mm-hmm.
It does not mean that immunocompromised people are going to die. It does not.
Right.
Are there still going to be people who get COVID? Yes, for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
I would say there's still going to be people who get COVID. Are vaccinated people still getting COVID? Yes. I got a couple friends. Chris Paul, vaccinated, tested positive for COVID today. Has to. I'm going to miss at least the first two games of the Western Conference Finals because of said COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you know, at a certain point, I guess my main thing is like, hey, we get it. There are a lot of people out here who are not vaccinated and who are not going to be wearing a mask. It is unfortunate that there are going to be people who still get COVID because people are not vaccinated and not wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends who is vaccinated got COVID from an unvaccinated person. Mm-hmm. And that's scary. He didn't have no symptoms. He didn't have no, you know, nothing was wrong with him. But he did test positive, and I think he did miss out on a job. I don't also know that he was around other people before he even knew he had COVID, and none of them got it. So it's hard to pass it on at that point. It's what the science is saying. Science has never said there's no possible way to pass this thing on, even after you're vaccinated. I think everybody knows that condoms are 99% safe. There are still pregnant people in the world. I just don't understand what you're getting at. Are you trying to say that we are opening up too early? Because I think with, what did Gavin Newsom say the number of?
It's 40 million.
40 million. 40 million. Let's see what the population of California is. I believe it's like
population. It's probably like 100 million, right? California. Something like that. 90 million.
90 million.
Yeah.
No. In 2019, 39 million. No, that can't be right.
Can't be right.
I mean, y'all vaccinated more people than that live here.
Yeah.
So I assume we probably at like 50 or 60 million.
Yeah.
Either way, they was waiting, and we one of the last states to open back up, and they was waiting until we got 70% people vaccinated. And between that and between all the people who actually got contracted the virus and have antibodies, we are sitting at like 190 new cases a day in the whole state. So what do you want?
Yeah, I don't think there's an answer to that question. I think they just want everyone to commiserate with them, and they won't be happy until everyone is suffering just as much as they're suffering. Or, you know, they think that they're suffering.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, some people are like they wear their suffering as an identity, and then when you know, anything that undermines said suffering or tries to offer an alternative perspective is an attack on their identity, you know. And so there's no reasoning with people like that.
Yeah.
They've made up in their mind they're going to be miserable, and you either going to be miserable with them or you're against them. That's what they choose to do. And I mean, that's how they want to live. I won't be joining them.
No.
I'm going to be outside.
I'm
going to be in these streets.
And what's unfortunate, too, is I know that, this existed before COVID. I know it did.
Oh, of course.
I mean, not existed before COVID. Existed before social media. But the reach was so much shorter at that point.
And social media gives us the tools for people to commiserate together. So it gives that person the ability to find other like-minded people to commiserate with. And it like makes them feel a part of a community of miserable people.
Yeah.
Like before that, you had to really go out of your way to try to find other people like you. Now, there's Facebook groups for it. And, you know, these algorithms are customizing your feed. So it reinforces all of your worst qualities. So like, you know.
Here's what I'm about to do, because I want to see this. I'm about to look at this person's Twitter and see. I was going to see who responded, because sometimes you'll go to this person's Twitter after they, because they do this. They've been doing this.
Gotcha.
They've been doing this. This ain't nothing new. They not new to this. They not new to the.
I'm not new.
I'm staying under my bed. I'm in a trunk, and I swallowed the key.
Yeah,
they not new to this. So I just went to their page, and while it does have too many likes for my liking, which is more than one, it no replies, because I wanted to see the replies, because I wanted to see everybody being like, exactly. No. Exactly, dude. Kevin bleeped that.
That's funny.
But the tweet is different. Truly the worst decision. Oh, boy.
The worst decision for who?
I know. What's the worst decision for? What are we talking about? What do you want? What do you want from me? What do you want from me? People just want to fight, bro.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to read this for a little bit. I'll call you back.
All right.